Why every time, there must be some psychological reason why I forget every time. Must have something against you. Tonight, I was reading, I'll tell you, you know, about the, on the plane, there was a very big God on Eretz Yisrael, which I never met, called Rav Avram Ganhovitsky. I don't know how you pronounce his name. Well, there was Shishiva of Chabin. I've heard of him. I don't know. I mean, anyway, so they had put out a cipher of his vadim on marriage. I was reading it on the plane. Very, very interesting. Very interesting.
Is it Jenichovsky?
What?
Jenichovsky.
Jenichovsky. Okay, thank you. Anyway, it's very interesting. So he has a thing there that I was reading. First of all, you know, it's very interesting. You know, he's very funny. I think I'm making fun of women a little bit. But besides which, but he has a thing. It's very interesting how that there's a chiyuv to love your wife. So he says, but you know, it's not that for your wife. It's your parents, your friends. There's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv after yachad kamaicha. He says, what happens if you have tainas? You have a taina. You're upset with your wife or something. You're upset with your parents. You're upset. So he has a whole long thing that a person, if you want to love someone, you can love someone. Very interesting. It's very nice. He says you can focus on his minus, and you can always love someone if you work on yourself. You know, and he says, and every chisaron is usually coming from some minor. In other words, it's, you know, the she davens too long, so she's late for when you want to go somewhere. She spends too much time talking to the kids, or so she's a good mother. You know, and, you know, there's always some kind of. Anyway, I thought it was a very interesting piece. I think I'm going to give a mitzvah about on it, but I think it's very relevant. A lot of guys in yeshiva walk around with tainas. I think it's a big problem. The people have tainas. And his point is, he's not allowed to have tainas. That's the gamma of the haftreyacha kamaicha.
I mean, it all really stems from the haftas Hashem, right? They ask that, how can you have a mitzvah of the haftas Hashem if it's a.
Okay,
well, that's what they say like that, basically. If you mock, you're the emes, it's impossible. Okay. You won't.
But here, I'm not saying that by Hashem, this really is emes, but here, I really do have a good taina on my wife. I got married, and one of the reasons why I got married. Because I wanted a good supper, and my wife doesn't like to cook, so I'm fuming that that for 20 years my wife hasn't cooked me a good meal. So, and I have a taina.
Usually comes from a mila. Is that,
what? Hopefully, someone didn't just
usually
come
from a mila.
He said that's what he writes. He says that very often it's a personality. Personalities have milas and chesrinas. So the fact she doesn't like to cook is because she likes other things. So that's the other thing that she likes is a maida. She might be a wonderful, loving mother to the kids.
Wow, we should view it that way. Or that's really the emes.
What?
You should look for the maida. That's really the emes.
He says you have to look for it. It's not really necessarily the emes.
Oh yeah.
The emes is that there is a san maida. Further emes is he says that there are san maidas in every person. And some of them have san maidas, and even the chisaron has a san maida. Anyway, I just thought it was a very nice piece.
Why can't you just offset with the fact that nobody's perfect and say, listen, this may be a chisaron, but they have other milas.
Okay. But the question is what you focus on. The chisaron, people who have tainas, the chisaron bothers them tremendously.
Why did Rabbi Kiva say even if she burns the food?
Okay. That's right. You can divorce her. You're allowed to divorce. Anyway, that
no,
was
the thing, but why do we keep saying that's such a sorrow? Why do you say such a sorrow?
There's no mila there.
That a person, he says, if you work on yourself, you can love everybody.
This is published, the safer is available, or it's just
that notes? I don't know. I buy all my svarim in the used bookstores in Lakewood. That's where I get all my svarim. So I don't know.
What's it called?
Capital.
It's called what the used bookstore.
I need to phone myself.
But I don't know what they have in here. The sefer is called Amudeha Shiva. Ayin Mem Vav.
Can we just hold it up for a second? Can we just hold it up? No, a little bit over. A little bit to your right. Yeah.
The pamphlet, the kuntres. Anyway, but
one more time. Can you hold it up one more time? Thank you.
I don't know. It looks blurry to me. But amazing. He had some a lot of very nice things. But that was the thing that I thought, and that was just that was just reading the plane about how you can, we have to work on ourselves to loving everybody, and especially our wives. Okay. And he says, and he also talks about how if you don't love your wife, you know, you're killing her. So there's also a thing, you know.
There's one question. Does Rebbe understand that I'm changing, seeing better in Yanim, or I'm changing myself? Meaning, which one am I overcoming?
To see, to focus on the good and not to focus on the bad, and thereby changing my feelings. The people who walk around with tainus, he's saying, is because they're focusing on the bad. Now, there might be a logical reason why you focus on the bad, because it might be 60% bad and only 40% good. It's not like a Kodesh particle, it's all good. But he says, still, if you wanted to, since you could train yourself, you could focus on the 40% good and be oblivious of the 60% bad to the point that you would love the person. And the chiyuv of a marriage says that you have to love your wife. If you don't love your wife, you're shechting her.
What's really noble have to say about this?
What?
If somebody really noble to say, our resident expert on relationships.
Who?
Noble. Here.
If somebody, LaMarshall, has valentine's, let's say on parents, is Rebbe advocating that it should just be swallowed up? It sounds like Rebbe saying, like, don't focus, your tightness should basically go by the
wayside. I thought it was a very nice thing. That's what he was saying.
Rebbe's advocating and saying, if people are, let's say, a bit with parents, are walking around with good tightness, and they feel there was things missing that they've got hurt from, is Rebbe saying, I would think that it's important to work through them. Sounds like Rebbe's saying you should swallow it up by focusing on the mind.
I'm going to get in trouble because I get some expert, but that's what I was saying, yes. You know,
now that sounds like a big hit.
Your parents, it didn't matter. You listen, these are where your parents are, and your parents did not play baseball with you. Your father was a Rebbe. Let's take the classical case in yeshiva, and your father was busy all day running around with yeshiva, and he didn't give you the time of day.
The people that I see that their kavod ha'adam was chronically violated on a regular basis with a lot of criticism, with a lot of. So is Rebbe saying that a person should swallow that up and like, why do guys have tightness?
I am saying that, believe it or not, because even in your case, it's not like the parents were out to kill the kid. The parents were trying. They did not have good parenting skills, and they were trying to help the kid. The kid did have certain problems. The kid was misbehaving, and the parents were doing the best they could do to try and help the kid go on the right way. Now, it could be the child was super sensitive and the parents were not as bad as the kid imagines they were. It's not so pushy that the parents were so wrong. And even if the parents were so wrong, they weren't malicious. They weren't trying, hinini mukhan mizuman, I want to kill my kid. No, that's very rare. The parent was trying to help the kid, except that
very often it's the parents' bad midas that we all have to a certain degree. We discipline out of anger on a regular basis, and all that stuff. So just because there was no malicious intent, therefore, if there was a lot of damage caused, they should just swallow it up.
Okay, I'm getting in trouble. What can I do? Because on the other hand, your parents gave you a lot of good other things. In every relationship, there are good and bad. So sometimes there's more good and sometimes there's more bad, but the parents gave you a lot of good things. They gave you money, they gave you food, they gave you a house, they gave you, sent you to yeshiva, they gave you a certain amount of love, hopefully. So
I think it's important to clarify. I think there might be a sort of miscommunication between Rebbe and what Rebbe Tzvi is saying. It's not a stira, meaning one thing is working through the feelings that come from a parent who made these types of mistakes and what it did to a person's self-confidence and so on. I don't think that's what Rebbe's talking about. Rebbe's talking about having tightness and my feeling
of whatever, hating your parents. Yeah, that's two different things.
You're not supposed to walk around hating your parents. That's right.
A person might need to go. A person might need to work through and go to therapy or whatever. Rebbe's not denying that.
Yeah.
Rebbe's talking about the feeling of hate versus love.
Right. In other words, you're a guy who hates his parents is very unhealthy, and it might not even be halachically mutter. That's what he writes in the sefer. So you have to work on loving.
Having tainas and hate are two separate things.
Well, not so much. Tainas are beginning of hate. We in the Bali Musar doesn't mean hate that I'm going to take a gun and shoot the person. Hate means that I have hate means there are different dargas of hatred. So I'm really angry at my parents. To some extent, that's a certain amount of hatred. And you suppose that. So I don't know. And the same thing. I have a partner. I have a partner in business. I have a chavrusa. I have a lot of people have. And legitimately, they have reasons for tainas, especially in marriage, and even against your children. Your children drive you crazy. So you have legitimate reasons why you have tainas. But he's right. And this, he writes that there's a way of working on it that you have to work on it. You have to focus, like anything else, you focus on the good. And try not to focus that much on the bad, and you can feel a certain amount of love. Now, okay, you're not denying reality, but with all said and done, yes, my wife's a horrible cook. My wife doesn't cook me supper. I got married because I wanted to get the gourmet meals every night, and she doesn't meet my expectations of why I got married, and she's not serving. It was, and had I known, I wouldn't have married her. I would have married someone else. She's not what I wanted when I got married. But Amaisa, she does do many wonderful things that are good for me. And, they're not the Gemara. That they raise our children and they're whatever. So, okay. So I should love her for what she does. And that's what he writes. I don't know. I thought it was a very good point.
Are we going to continue with the Maram?
No, I want to do the play of Shua. I know, Rabbi Meltzer, you hate when I bat, so I know. Okay. Sorry.
Just a question of limits.
Okay, you're right.
Rabbi just wants
He wants me to learn.
I think he has tainas.
No, not a Titus. He says if he wants to come here, Shmuz will go to a different Torah. They'll turn around to a different
Torah anytime.
Anytime. Okay. Anyway, but that's what I was learning on the plane. So I did something on the plane. So let's look at this rush. The rush, it's a small little rush. The rush is an ice hay, a daf dalet. I mean, the part that's relevant to us is a small little rush. Then in the rush, Hakol Kaminig Amedina, Hakol Asui Mai, Asui Astra Dinahigi Behutsu Dafna, Hikshara Beina Dam, My boy Lasuye. What was the Gemara's Kasha Lasuye?
Now, which ice?
Oz hey. Dawid I'm it out. So the Bach adds the word my boy Rasuye. He adds the word my, right? My boy, what's the Gemara's question? Rasuye my. He adds the word my. The Bach. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Lema la suye call kaimas kafimashinago. So lema la suye coming to be mashinago. Who perish to also lashmi inin the dafka hoots of a dafna the xas koshavu. I will imdago bepachas minish tosu below Avdinane. What? So I
how does this stem with the first rush?
In Aleph.
I don't know. Let me just read this one Minayu Bay without reading. They go that what I wanted to, I read this piece of, and I don't want to. The question I wanted to know is, I got into this big argument yesterday with the guys. Is what's the Gemara's kasha of Lasuyei Mai? And
sounds like Tosis's kasha.
I was saying that it's a question. That is a problem. What's Lasuye? It doesn't make sense. There is nothing to be Lasuye. The Gemara, it's a problem. And the guys were saying, it's not a problem, it's a clarification. Lasuye mind. Of course, there are plenty of things to be marbe, but we just want to know what they are, where are the lines you're drawing. So the question is, which way is the Rush learning in his Havamina? Which way is the Rush learning in his Maskana? Is he learning the same in both? Is he switching? Is he, that's what I thought that was, I was trying to do some research on this question because we have this big argument.
It's a question, what was their Mahalach?
It's a very simple, without getting into the whole Mahalach.
We just have yesterday.
Three words. The Gemara starts out, Hakol Gemine Gamadine La'asuyei Mai.
Right.
So I learned Lasuye Mai is Gemara is a question.
Okay.
And obviously you're coming to be marbe something, because that's what you wrote it for, but there's nothing to be marbe. So what in the world, what did you write it for? Why did you write a ribui if there's nothing to be marbe? That's how I learned. It's a question. If I said, if you don't answer the question, you can't sleep at night because there's something wrong with the Mishnah. There's a Rebbe did something wrong. And they learned that, no, it's not a question. It's, we would like clarification. The Mishnah as it stands is ambiguous. It's Asuye certain things. There are many things that it could be Asuye. We don't know where to draw the line. And it's not like Rebbe did anything wrong. It's just that, at the end of the Mishnah, I'm still unclear in the clear cut of the halacha. I would like if you could please clarify more the halacha. Could you be more explicit? Rebbe did something wrong. I don't know. Louis or Rebbe wasn't clear. He wasn't clear. I don't know if that's such an avla. But why
should we assume there's nothing?
What?
Why should we assume there's nothing to include? Include the moon.
This is what we were arguing about yesterday. I thought that Asuye Mai is a question. It's a question. You're attacking. You're saying there's something wrong with the Mishnah. There's a plia atzuma. If you don't have an answer, you will leave it tzarech iyun gadol.
Because that's the rule in Shas. Every word kol is tasuye.
Okay, and I thought that, listen, maybe I was wrong. I'm just telling you what I thought. I thought that the Gemara is asking tasuye mai. The Gemara is asking a question that you're obviously coming to be at to me Nasuye something, but I can't figure out what it is. So there's a problem here. There's a problem that you're Lasuye and there's nothing to be Lasuye.
Right.
That's how I learned Lasuye Mai.
Can this be the Havamina and most fun of the Rush?
Lasuye Mai is that there's no problem because there are many, many things Lasuye. There's no Sarachi and Godo that there. It's just that. At the end of the day, the Mishnah doesn't give me, I don't walk out of the Mishnah with a clear picture. And I'm asking for clarity. It's not, there's no clarity. I don't know if that's a kasha. Who says the Mishnah is always mukhiyev to give you clarity? But if the Gemara would like to have clarity. So Lasuye Mai is asking, could you please give us clarity on where we draw the line?
Can this be the Rabbeinu Tam?
What?
The Havamina is like Rebbe, and the Maskana Rabbeinu Tam was learning like the guys.
I want to know which way. That's my question. My question is, how did Rabbeinu Tam learn in his question, and how is Rabbeinu Tam learning in his answer?
Right.
He's switching.
Yes.
In his question, you already see that he knows that there are at least more than one. things that it's including. So it can't be that, you know, he has a kasha, oh, I have nothing to include, because he's asking outright. Say,
No. He's saying, it could be, he's saying this. What's the Gemara asks, which means that the Gemara can't find anything to include. My boy, there's plenty of things to include. So what's the Gemara's kasha? In other words, the Gemara asked, the Gemara was asking that there's nothing to include. But the Gemara's question doesn't make sense because it's a simple answer. The answer is
that way we're making the question much worse. If the Gemara is asking, give us clarification, so you can ask on the clarification, okay, why is this a clarification? The clarification should be much more, much broader. But the comment said that the Gemara was not aware that there's other things to add, while Rabbeinu Tam is aware of it.
That might be that's his question. Says, my boy, Lasuye, Lema, Lasuye, call me kind, you must take the Nago. So Rabbi Meltzer says that the question held like me. Why do you assume that way?
Because then the Adakasha, anything goes. So Rabbeinu Tam comes along and says, "No, you're learning wrong."
Wait. So why can't that be what the guys are learning? The guys are learning. You think, what's the Gemara's question that we don't know where the cutoff point is? We should know what the cutoff point is.
No, but then what's Rabbeinu Tam adding?
Or we shouldn't know what the cutoff point is. Or we shouldn't know what the cutoff point is, and the answer is that it's being lasuya everything.
Well, I don't follow. I don't follow. What's a raya that the? How do we know? I'm just claiming that the Rabbeinu Tam and his question did not hold like the guys.
Rabbeinu Tam was relearning pshat in the Gemara.
In his question. You said that Rabbeinu Tam in his question held like me. Why do you say that?
Because that's pashup pshat.
Okay, but the guys say that's not pashup pshat. So
no, I'm not looking
so at the question.
Is, the guys.
Okay, so I'm saying, do you have any indication? Do we have any indication from Rabbeinu Tam's question how he learned?
The question would be very strange. That if the Gemara was asking, what's the limitation? Is there a point where it's not good? Rabbeinu Tam's question would be, oh, we should say that everything goes. Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is going to answer, who's the Vedafna? The Gemara is allowed to ask the question. And how right you see
words,
that?
In other words, Taifis, the Artaisis asks the Kasha and the Gemara's answer. Right, I agree with you. There's our type is ask the kasha and the answer.
And the question.
What right did the Gemara have to say? Who's a Vedafna?
Not on the question.
Against the Mishnah. But Rabbeinu Tam doesn't ask that. He's not bothered by the answer. Parship Shai Rabbeinu Tam, he's okay with the answer. He's only bothered by the question. So if the Gemara is, Rabbeinu Tam on this is ready. You're right. That's what he's saying. The Rabbeinu Tam, unless he just left out, but assuming Rabbeinu Tam only promises on the question, not the answer, he doesn't ask on the answer. So what kind of question? My boy, Lasuye, Lema. But that's not, that Lema is not true. So the Gemara, even the word Lema doesn't mean for sure yes. Lema means just Lema.
I'm not discussing Tysus.
I'm just discussing. We had a vehement machlek. Now, obviously,
I understand.
We had a shas machlekas yesterday between the guys were saying.
I'm showing which side, that
I learned all shas wrong. That whenever the Gemara says lasuye mai, the Gemara means A, and I thought it meant B. So the chayra from the Rosh's question.
I'm just showing which side.
That the Rabbeinu Tam in his question learned, I think, like me. That if the Rabbeinu Tam's question was that it learned Basuya Mai is what's where we draw the line. So the Gemara is very good. Can't say lema because the Gemara, we could be lema. That's the Gemara's question. Are we going to say lema? Are we going to say something else? And the Gemara's answer, we're going to say something else.
The Gemara just got finished. I'm sorry. He just got finished saying that it's not dafka, right? Once it's not dafka,
I'm in the rush. This is a brand new piece in the rush.
Quoting Taisvis.
He's not quoting Taisvis. This is a new
piece. Quoting Rabbeinu Tam. He's quoting Rabbeinu Tam.
He doesn't say his own.
But the Rabbeinu Tam starts. There's no introduction to this Rabbeinu
Tam. Forget what it says in earlier Taisvis.
But Taisvis only asks it after the
I'm in the rush. Don't bring me in Taisvis. Taisvis has nothing to do with the rush.
Rabbeinu Tam.
I don't know. The rush did not leave out half of Rabbeinu Tam, and you can only understand Rabbeinu Tam from the context of looking at Taisvis. I don't believe we do things like that.
But this
Rabbeinu Tam in the rush is not connected. The rush is not basing on what said before. In the Minei Obey in the rush, what you have to say, if you want to assume that the two Rabbeinu Tams are the same, that they could be connected, but they don't have to be connected. So Taisvis connected and the rush didn't. But the rush clearly is not connecting it because he started.
Rabbi, if you can't go more and you can't go less, is there any room to say Kolam HaKaimais? If you can't go more than six or three and you can't go less, is there any room for the Kasha?
No, because the way I'm learning the Kasha is that the Rabbeinu Tam assumed that since it says I call Mekaimis, so you do go either up or down. It says Beferish call Mekaimis, and he doesn't understand the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara is asking, I don't understand Asuye Mai. There's such an obvious answer. You could say,
yeah, but we thought it was not, you can't say it. What? If it's Dafka, Rebbe, you can't say it. If it's Dafka 3 and not more and not less, then you can't say that a kol kamenegaduna means kol makaymais. The Gemara has to catch
Excuse me. So that's what Gupa kol kamenegamedina is telling you. If 3 is not Dafka, that's the Rosh's kasha. If it wouldn't have said a kol kamenegamedina, I would have thought 3 is Dafka. Comes along the Mishnah and says a kol kamenegamedina to tell me that it's not
that. But the rush doesn't hold that. The rush doesn't hold that.
Nope. The rush is not in his own sheet to hear, no? The rush is in the Rabbeinu Tam. It could be in materials.
It doesn't have to be the measurements. He was throwing the materials. So same materials, and the rush does hold of that. When the Gemara says, the rush is asking Akasha, my boy, Asuya, my, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Layman, Asuya, call me Kaimis. So say it all the time means material.
Any material, right.
Any material. So the rush, the Chaira, I think, I have a degree of Rafi, that the rush in his question must have learned, Asuya, my, like me. Let's say, my boy, Asuya. What's the question? Lema. If you learn the Asuya Mai like the guys, then I agree. Then the rush has no problem.
Why not?
I had a right to clarify because this isn't true.
No, because the Gemara.
The rush, it was first saying, my Lema and Asuya call the Kaimis. But this isn't true. The Gemara doesn't say that. So the Gemara has a right to ask Asuya Mai. According to the guys, Asuya Mai means, I want to clarify what the halach is. So you can't say, well, what's your problem, Lema? Because I don't know if that Lema is true. I know it's a possibility. There's a possibility that comic that means comic comics. There's a possibility that it only means roots of a dafna. I'm not sure which one is right. So I asked, Lasuye Mai, what's his problem? His problem doesn't start. So
Rebbe stopped reading the Russian earlier. Rebbe stopped reading the rush in the middle of the rush. The rush continues.
For his answer.
No, because there's v'chein mashma halosha nakol asuya mai.
Wait. I'm reading his question.
But Wait a second.
Let me keep on reading. We'll perish. Now the answer. The asar ashmiyin. The daf goes to the daf nixas chashavu. Abu Nagu Pachas Minik Shosu, Bro Abdina Le. So what does he mean? The Asa Rashmi'inin. What's Asa Rashmi'inin? His question
Rebbe,
was
isn't
book.
Isn't so it strange that the Rosh? Rebbe, the Rosh.
How does Asa Rashmi'inin answer a question of my boy?
Rebbe, the Rosh in his question seems to be asking, saying the Rabbeinu Tam is asking on the question of the Gemara. And his right. answer seems to be explaining what the answer of the Gemara is.
Right.
But that's not, the whole question was what was the question? It wasn't
that's
what was
right.
the answer.
You're right. I agree with you. There's something funny going on here in this rush. You're right.
Right. It's very simple.
You're right. That's exactly, I agree. The rush's question is my boy. And then you said it very good. Baruch Hashem. You saved me. You said it correctly. Now how does he answer the question? So to us, the Lashmi'inin. But the question was my boy. What do you mean to us, the Lashmi'inin?
He's asking a question.
What does he mean? So what he means to say is, who is Asa Rashmi'inin? Who is Asa Rashmi'inin?
Kol. The word Kol.
No. When the Rosh
says
Asa Rashmi'inin, who?
The Makshin.
The Makshin was Asa Rashmi'inin. Right. Meaning, his kasha was, my boy, what was the Makshin's question? His answer is because the Maksha knew the answer, and the Maksha knew that it doesn't mean Kipshuto. So therefore, he asked a question so that he could explain to you. There's nothing Shver with the Mishnah, but the Maksha knows that the Mishnah is misleading.
So
what the Maksha is asking, Lasuye Mai, is he means like the guys.
No,
you're saying what's Pshat in the Mishnah? What is the Pshat in the Mishnah? And I'll tell you what the Pshat in the Mishnah is. So I think Rabbi Meltzer said it in the beginning, but I think we're trying to prove it, that Rabbi Natam in the question is learning that Asuye Mai is a question. It's a question because of it, it's intrinsically a question. It's a question because time the Mishnah doesn't make sense. And in the answer, it's a question because you know the answer. It's a question not because there's anything Shver. It's a question, I don't know if it's exactly like the guys, but it's close to what the guys. You ask a question, even though there's no question, because you know that when your answer is going to provide a piece of information that the most people don't know. So it's not really a question, it's a clarification.
Could he have said a question?
Going back to the Rosh's question, right? Going back to the Rosh's question. So couldn't the Rosh's question have been the way that the guys were understanding it? And then Rabbeinu Tam's question is that if you're understanding that Hakol Kaminagamadina just means everything, you know, all materials, all measurements, everything, then what's the Gemara's question of Lesuyemai? Just read the Mishnah Pashut. Hakol Kaminagamadina. It's Lesuy everything.
But the Rush apparently does not. The nice of the Gemara that Rafi said correctly. The Gemara said Hutzavadafna. The Gemara didn't say everything. So if the Rush read the Gemara, that the Gemara is asking, where do you draw the line? So then the Gemara is answering, we draw the line by Hutzah V'dafna. So what's the Rush's kasha?
The Rush's kasha is,
ask, where do you draw the line?
Right, the Rush's kasha is, why would the Gemara ask a question where you draw the line? Why wouldn't the Gemara just assume simply? Hakol Kaminagamadina means simply.
The Gemara knows the MS. That we don't draw the line at everything. We draw the line at the Gemara, even the Havamina knew the possibility. If the Emes is, then we don't draw the line. So even by everything, so the Havamina can also know that that's a possibility. Can't the Havamina know that there's a possibility of the Emes? The Emes is that we don't include everything. The Emes is that we don't include everything. So the Havamina wasn't sure about that. So the Havamina asked the question. There's a good side.
Just to clarify.
Everything. There's a good side that we draw a line. What's the answer? The answer
just to
is
clarify.
A line.
So wait a second. So just to clarify, meaning Rebbe's saying that it can't be that the Makshin would be asking, that Lisuye Mai, and meaning, I'm sorry, that it can't be that Rabbeinu Tam's asking that what's the Gemara's question of Lisuye Mai?
Right. If he understood,
just read the Mai, like to be Lisuye everything. And that it, meaning that that can't be Rebbe saying, because since in the Maskana the Gemara is drawing the line, then the Makshin must have had at least a Havamina, and he would never, and Rabbeinu Tam would never ask that question.
Right, it's a silly question. Yes, because the Makshin can know the possibility of the answer, right? I mean, obviously there's room for a Havamina to know it. So you see, in Taisvis it's different because Taisvis says that the Mataritz makes no sense. So okay. But that's why maybe it's not Muchluch in Taisus. I can't attack the guys from Taisus. Because in Taisus, he's asking Bein and the Maksha, Bein and the Mataritz. So if the Mataritz makes no sense, then the Maksha made no sense. But the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't ask on the Mataritz. He's only asking on the Maksha. So he feels the Mataritz makes perfect sense. If the Mataritz makes perfect sense, so the Maksha had a right to clarify, you know, is the Mataritz right or not? So it seems clear that Rabbeinu Tam in his question learned, it's a question, my boy. And he's asking, what's the question? Rabbeinu Tam in his answer is saying that he's asking a question, not that it's really a question. He's asking a point of information. He means that the person who asked the question wanted the question was a leading question to the answer because he knew. Because he knew that it's that there's a cutoff point. So he asked Lasuye Mai so that he can explain where the cutoff point is.
So Rebbe saying this Rabbeinu Tam is different than the Rabbeinu Tam in our Taisvis?
I didn't say that.
Because he doesn't say the word Taisvis, doesn't say Mishani. Rebbe said because he doesn't say the word of Mishani. It's a different Rabbeinu Tam, it's addressing a different point. Because he didn't quote the Mishani.
It's different. It said that the Rabbeinu Tam in the rush does not have a kasha that our type has. The other parts are the same. Whether Rabbeinu Tam himself asked both, you find that very frequently. Different Rishonim quote people with slight nuances. Our type is quotes Rabbeinu Tam asking two questions. The Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam asking one question. So the one question is the same. The Rush is felt that the Rabbeinu Tam is not bothered by the second question.
In the question stage, of this Rush, understand Rabbeinu Tam, when the Mishnah says that it goes after Minhag Medina, it's obviously coming to either exclude or include something, or else it doesn't make sense, right?
Yes.
So then why does the Rabbeinu Tam have a question?
Because I'm claiming Rabbeinu Tam read the Gemara, that the Gemara is asking Lasuye Mai, there's nothing to include, and Rabbeinu Tam says that's not true. Of course, there are lots of things to include. Even if let's say the Rabbeinu Tam read the Gemara like this, I would like this. Rabbeinu Tam read the Gemara. The Gemara is asking Akasha, what's there to include? The Gemara answered Hutzav Adafta. The Havamina didn't think of Hutzav Adafta. Havamina didn't know that such a thing of walls of Hutzav Adafta. Frekta Rabbeinu Tam, okay, granted you, Mr. Havamina, didn't think of walls of Hutzav Adafta, but you must know that there's such a thing as of less than Gvild. There are other Minhagen. So say that a call is coming, Lasuye, Ema. Ema doesn't mean for sure, this is a possibility. So what's your kasha? Ema, that it's coming for other materials.
If the answer was Gvil 5, it's understood why it's coming to include that. The fact that it doesn't answer that, it answers Hutzav Adafta, so the Rabbeinu Tam has a question, what is Lasuye Mai coming along? Because it's obviously not teaching me Gvil 5. So why is it coming with something else?
Hutzav Adafta, but if the Gemara's question, I said Rabbeinu Tam bothered by the question. What's the Gemara's problem? Even if I'll grant you they didn't know Hutzav Adafta, but there's so many other possibilities. There's Machsolos, there's Reed, there's all kinds of things. So they're my boy, Lasuye Lema, you could say, Lasuye Kol Mekaymes Kiva Shenago.
So the Rabbeinu Tam assumes that in general in Shas, when it says Lasui Mai, it means that it doesn't think it can't think of a single thing that there's left to include.
Yeah, that's what I
and
think.
And he's being machadish.
You're not going to get me that. It's so terrible.
One second. He's being machadish that in this particular case, it doesn't mean that. He had in mind the answer. He knew that he's just a leading question.
Yes.
So this is different from the Lasui Mai and the rest of Shas.
Well, we don't know that, but yes, that is what I would like to claim. In other words, I would like to claim you're too smart. Is that you're putting you're hopping what I'm going to say. In other words, I would like to claim that obviously this Rabbeinu, you know, the question is this a riot to me or kasha against me? So the fact that Rabbeinu Tam, I'm sure in a normal yeshiva, I don't know, look, Rabbeinu Tam Maskana is like the guys. So you see the guys are right because the maskana is what's right. And I said, and this crazy Chofetz Chaim yeshiva, we say no, that the Havamina is always the pashtus, and the maskana is a radical chiddush. So therefore, since the Rush had learned the Havamina that it was a question, so we should likewise assume that Tavis's Havamina was assuming like the Rush's Havamina in the way he read the Gemara. So I think to say that Tavis and his Havamina already read the answer like the Rush's answer. You know, that's already a little bit daichik. So it's better, I don't know if that's mukhrop, but it's better to say that the Rush Tavis is Havamina read the Gemara like the Rush's Havamina. Now, I don't see necessarily that Tavis is switching. So I would even really prefer to say, you know, even though you scream at me that I'm making Tavis and the Rush different, that I don't know if Tavis is learning that the Rush is switching, that Rabbeinu Tam switched shot in Lasuye Mai. I don't know. We had a way of learning yesterday that Rabbeinu Tam is not switching the Asuye Mai, because you know we had a way of working that out. But the
it actually, Rebbe, doesn't make Tosfos mean when Tosfos says Venira Rabbeinu Tam, it means that now he's talking about in the Havamina of the Gemara, not in the Maskana of the Gemara, which is not how I think we read Tosfos until now. I mean, we're changing our understanding of Tosfos when he says Venira Rabbeinu Tam, meaning in the Havamina.
No, I know that's true, because Rabbeinu Tam asked Baina the Havamina, Baina the Maskana. So the question was on, so near Rabbeinu Tam, is he have to be speaking on both?
I'm saying not that it's not going to work, but I'm saying that even in the Havamina step, he was asking not only once the Gemara answers with Smadafna, but even the Havamina step, we would have to say.
But what you could say, this is really what makes I think so. But I'm just making a point that what comes out in the reading, if we're reading the Rush correctly, we have another version of reading Tosfos. In other words, a slightly variation in Tosfos, because it is possible to say that the Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos is exactly like Rabbeinu Tam in the Rush. So we would say like this, the Rabbeinu Tam in the question is like the Rabbeinu Tam in the Rush. We had a question yesterday, how did the Rabbeinu Tam answer? This is what we were getting stuck in yesterday. How did Rabbeinu, since Tavis had two questions, Tavis had a question, what was the Gemara's Kasha? And Tavis had a question, what was the Gemara's, why did the Gemara answer? So we had a problem, how did the Rabbeinu Tam answer the question from what was the Gemara's question? And we didn't want to say, so if you say that the Rabbeinu Tam was Mechadesh, that Gvil lesson 5 is no good, so that would be simple. But since we said that even Rabbeinu Tam agrees that Gvil lesson 5 is good, so what? How did he answer the Gemara's Kasha? Right? What was the Gemara's Kasha? Lasuye Mai. You could say Lasuye Gvil lesson 6. I'm sorry. So yesterday I said that because since the Havamina didn't think that Hutzah V'Dafna is good, so the Havamina didn't think that Gvil 5 is good. It's only in the Maskana thing where the Chayesh Gvil 5 is good. But now we can say a different version. We can say that Rabbeinu Tam in Tavis is a little bit being Mikatzer, and he means like the Rush that I, that he's changed, that he's changing Shana the Gemara's and what the Asuya Mai means. And therefore, in Achinami, what the Gemara could have answered, could have said, Vio fine, but the Gemara wants to tell you the truth, that the cutoff point is Hutzav Adafna. Right? In other words, I said that, not clear. One of the problems, let me say this again. We said yesterday that Taivis has two kashas, one on the Gemara's question and one on the Gemara's answer. Now, I was assuming, the guys disagreed with me, but I assumed that Taivis learned the question that Nasuye Mai, that there's nothing to be Nasuye. And the Rabbeinu Tam, the Taivis's question is, what do you mean? There's so many things in Nasuye. So the problem we had is, so granted, Taivis in his answer says that there's certain things that are made in Hedged under Maksalas, but still, Vio 5 is not made in Hedged. So what was the Gemara's Kasha Nasuye Mai? So how did Rabbeinu Tam answer the first half of Taivis's Kasha? That's what we asked yesterday. So yesterday we wanted to answer that because since the Gemara and the Havamina thought for whatever reason that Hutzav Adafna is also Minik Hedget, and that's why they asked the question, because they thought that everything's Minik Hedget. So Ein Hachinami, the Havamina thought that everything's Minik Hedget, both VO5 and Hutzav Adafna. The Gemara is answering that no, these things are not Minik Hedget. Then we had a gotcha, so why, if it's a switch and a Havamina, it's a double switch. Because if they thought that they're both Minik Hedget, then where do they, well, how do they move all the way that even Hutzav Adafna is not a Minik Hedget? So, okay, we said a Daichik answer. But now, when we get to the Rush, we could say a different answer. We could say that Taisus, by saying, when Rabbeinu Tam means Adafna, Hutzav Adafna, Pogam, you kind of feel no go Pogam Minik Hedget, you know? It means a little bit chaser in the word, but he means to say, and he's changing that the Gemara, when the Gemara asked Lasuye Mai, they were just asking for a clarification.
Well, it's clear from the Rosh Rabbi that when he says Pachas Mikan, he's talking about less than Hutzav Adafna, because it says here, Avam Nogu be Pachas Minig Shtusu. That's right, not talking right. about Gvil 5. That's right, talking about yes. Pachas.
Yes.
So then it's clear from the way the Rush is explaining it that the Rabbeinu Tam is not switching his position on Gvil 5 between the Havi and the Maskana.
Well, we said that it is possible that the two the Rabbeinu Tams are not the same.
If they are the same, then it would come out that all along he held the Gvil 5 is fine. That was no discussion. And therefore, it was just a question of, he was trying to understand what's going on with the Gemara, and he utilizes the Rabbeinu Tam that's quoted by Rush for his own purposes, so to speak, to help explain the point. But therefore, if he doesn't have to argue this,
it happens to be that this is what the Mari Cohen says. This Mari Cohen said that first shot that we mentioned, and he says that it doesn't fit into the Rush, because the Rush says. The Rush said that Rabbeinu Tam was right, like you just said, that only is arguing on less than Hutzav Adafna, not arguing on Gvil 5. But he points out, now, I didn't think that was such a strong raya, because who said that Rabbeinu Tam's Russian? The Russian is Rabbeinu Tam, and they're the same, but okay.
Obviously, the Russian Tosos had to grip Rabbeinu Tam differently, because Tosos is the Shitoso. That if you go lower in Gevil, it works, but the Rush doesn't hold that. So each one of them has to understand Rabbeinu Tam is slightly different.
Right, but it's still somewhat daichik to say that the Rabbeinu Tam is giving, that they're having Rabbeinu Tam give completely different answers, assuming they were asking the similar question. That's why the Mari Kain was. But okay, but it could be.
And according to this, Taisus isn't a yo-yo.
That's so nice, because our Taisus doesn't really say. In other words, see, the Rush speaks it out, that Ashmi'init, because Binyamin said it good. The question was on the Maksha, so he's saying Ashmi'init is a Maksha, which means he's Kufa talking what the Maksha meant. I forgot the Lashon, right? He says, the Rosh says,
The Asa Lashminin.
It means the Maksha was Asa Lashminin. So the Rosh is speaking out clearly. He's telling you, he asked the Kasha, what was the Maksha doing? Said that the Maksha was Asa Lashminin. So he's Kufa speaking out that I'm changing Shannon, what the Maksha was doing. That's very nice. That's very nice in the Rush. Our typist doesn't do that. So now we have to decide, is it better? You know, we always get into this problem. This is one of our Hashkafet Shinas that we never know the answer to. When Taisus and Taisus and Rush are slightly similar, but not exactly the same, do we make them the same? What we said is a machlokes. Here it's even worse because they're both quoting Rabbeinu Tam. So, they're both quoting Rabbeinu Tam. So it's more difficult to say that they're different.
Rebbe, if Tosfos is saying like the Rush, does it strengthen the question of what's the Hemshech? Meaning, does that make Tosfos' question really a Daf Dalet question instead of really connected to the first question?
Oh, but we answered the Hemshech question, I think. We said that we gave a nice answer for the Hemshech question because we said that we gave a nice answer for the Hemshech.
No, but I'm saying, would it fit in with this understanding of like the Rush?
Okay, yeah, it fits in because we said that Taivis and his Havina thought that Vav is a measurement up and down. So it was like the Mishnah explicitly said nothing else. So then the Gemara has a right to ask a question that there's nothing to be marbet because the Mishnah was explicitly b'mayit everything else. So there's a Mishnah.
That take away from Rabbeinu Tam's question, though?
No, that would be Rabbeinu Tam's question. Rabbeinu Tam's question, the way we're learning in the Rush, I'm learning Rabbeinu Tam's question in the Rush, the same as we learned in the Taisus, that He doesn't understand what the Gemara's cash is. There's other possibilities, but there's a
hemshech. Other possibilities could include Gvil 5?
Could include Gvil 5, or it could include Maksalas, whatever, either way, whichever one you want. Could include both.
And then the answer is the Gemara's only, the answer would be the Gemara's only clarifying specifically to tell us. Okay. To tell us the chiddush of
what's on daf. We explained yes, the hemshech of the question that I thought was very good. That the hemshech is because if you learn the number is a miyut, so then it's very good why the Gemara thought there can't be anything else because the Mishnah goes out of his way to be memayit everything else. Okay, so if the Mishnah when it was memayit everything else, then you can't have the possibility of anything else.
So how does
Rabbeinu
Tam have a question
of Kol Mekaymus? The Gemara is not mashma at all.
How does the Gemara have a question of Kol Mekaymus? How does Rabbeinu Tam have a question of Kol Mekaymus?
No, because once we told us that the Mishnah does not have numbers, the numbers are only to exclude up and not to exclude down.
Okay.
So there is no indication from the numbers to exclude. So then the Rabbeinu Tam is asking, the Gemara should have given a very simple answer. That the Kol Megadina is coming to go down, whether it's down in the numbers or down in the material. That depends on the Russian Aleph, which we're not getting into. But the question of Taifas and Rabbeinu Tam were the same. There's a Hemshech because it depends on in Kupa, and the Rush doesn't have a Hemshech, but in Taifas there's a Hemshech because if you would have learned that the numbers are dafkin in all directions, then there's a way to answer Tavis's kasha. The Rush asks the kasha without the hemshech because it's not necessary to ask the kasha with the hemshech.
But now we walk into a big daichik because now that Tavis is really answering that in Hanani, it could have said kolam mekaymus. It just happened to say hutzav adavna. Teach me another halacha. It's just the Gemara normally doesn't read like that.
No. It depends. If we want to say, well, I'm not sure, I haven't decided yet, but if we want to say that Taisus and the Rush are the same, so the Gemara had to say who's adopted because they really never were asking the question that we thought they were asking. And the question they were asking was, where is the cutoff point? And then, and there, and therefore, the only they had to say who to adopt because that's the truth. Now, there's the Rush is changing the Gemara's Kasha. So, if the, in the new version of the Gemara's Kasha, the Rush is having a thought. The Kasha is, what could it possibly be? Well, that's a silly question. There's lots of possibilities. The Rush answer is, he's not asking what is it could it possibly be. He wants to teach you halacha. So the halacha was who's to adopt this. So he says, what it was like a question, a leading question. What does
the Rush is less okay?
Mean? What does the Mishnah mean when it says, I call Kaminik Abedina? It's not a question that is shver.
According to Rush, is less okay? According to the Rush, is less okay? Like Taisa said, Taisa made anacha that less is okay. Is less okay than the number in the Mishnah? According to the Rush?
But that's for the Rush Aleph. We're not doing the Rush Aleph.
Now, I'm saying if the Rush holds it, it's not okay, then he didn't have the cash in the first place, according to, like Rebbe said, the Hemshech is. If Rush held that the number is Dafka, then he's back to the
No, because the Rush feels that numbers, that there's a split between the thickness and the material. So just because the numbers are Dafka, there's no reason to assume the material is Dafka, because the Rush holds that the Shnei Dinim Nefradim. So the numbers
why,
and
why are we assuming the Rush?
So what would be
why,
saying,
why are we assuming
more
the Rush?
Materials?
What? Yes.
Well, more materials.
So why are we assuming the Rush has to fit into his reading of Rabbeinu Tam? Why can't the Rush have one sheet and then he reading the Rabbeinu Tam as holding something different? Why does it have to fit?
Okay, it is nicer to assume that the Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam and the Titus quotes Rabbeinu Tam that they're the same.
Not that. Why does it have to fit in with the Rush Aleph, I'm saying? Why do we have to, why, what's because, the big deal if it doesn't?
Because the Rush and Dao and Hey is size same. So it seems like he's passing this way. So it would be daichik to say that.
Because he would say Lania Staiti, it's not like that or something.
Right, right.
Okay.
Can Rebbe please repeat? I have clear the Mara Cohen pshat, I think, and I have cleared what we're saying based on the Rush. Can Rebbe say the pshat from last night again? In Tosafot
last night, I didn't. Last night, I was insisting that the guys were wrong, and that I was insisting that Vasuye Mai only means a question. Bain and Tivis is Kasha. Bain and Tivis is answer. So in Tivis's question, Tivis was asking that. Listen, there's so many other things to be marbet. So the Gemara's question makes no sense. The Rush and Typhus answers that the Gemara know, the Gemara is smart. The Gemara know that such a thing as Minig Hedget. Minig Hedget, Alpi-Emes, knocks out everything under Hutzav Adafna. The Havamina was that it knocked out Hutzav Adafna too. And also, what's almost equivalent to Hutzav Adafna is VO5. So the Havamina asks the question, Asuye Mai, because the Havamina thought that everything is Minig Hedget. The Maskara, the Gemara is Machadej, that Hutzav Adafna is not Minig Hedget, and therefore Huadin VO5 is not Minig Hedget. So the switch between the Havamina and Maskara is whether these things are Minig Hedgets or not. The Havamina thought that VO5 and Hutzav Adafna are both Minig Hedgets. And therefore, it had a question, what could possibly be what the case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah can't be Marbe Minik Hedges because we don't go by Minik Hedges. So therefore, what are you possibly being Marbe? So that was the Gemara's Kasha. And the answer is, no, this is not a Minik Hedges, to which we had a question that there is a double switch between the Havamina and Maskana, that the Havamina thought that Gvil 5 and Hutzav Adafna are Minik Shtus. So why did the Gemara have to be Miyah? In order to answer the question, it would have sufficed to say that VO5 is not Minig Hedget. Why did the Gemara have to go further and say that even Hutzav Adafna is not Minig Hedget? After all, Hutzav Adafna is worse than VO5. So we said, even though it's a drop worse, but it's only a drop worse, and it's not Mistavro that the straw breaks the camel's back. So therefore, the Gemara felt that in order to answer the question, you have to be mechadesh that VO5 is not Minig Hedget. And once you tell me VO5 is not Minig Hedget, then it's mistaver, then hutzadavna, which is the trap words, is also not minigachet. You're muted.
And the kunz of Rabbeinu Tam, what Tosis didn't understand in Tosis's Havmina, is that he thought when the Gemara said hutzadavna, he thought everything is okay.
He didn't know that there's such a thing as minigachet. Tosis never knew that there's such a thing as minigachet. So he thought, what's the Gemara's kasha and what's the Gemara's answer? Everything's okay. Because it knows the thing is minigachet. Rabbeinu Tam is mechadesh as a concept of minigachet. And once it's a concept of minigachet, you could say that the Gemara thought that even Hutzav Adaf is minigachet. That's what I said yesterday. In the Rush, we're not saying that. In the Rush, we're saying the Gemara never thought that Hutzav Adaf is minigachet. The Gemara always know Hutzav Adaf for sure is not minigachet. But what the Rosh is saying that I'm changing Pshat the Gemara is Kasha. And so there's the Rosh. What I would like to say, maybe we should move on because I don't want to get sometimes to get too confusing. What I would like to say is I would like to claim that I was right. Of course, obviously I've been a gift. That the Gemara, that Pshat and Atsuya Mai and the Havamina is like I was saying. And the Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam's answer is two versions. How did Rabbeinu Tam answer the question? Either, like I said yesterday, that the Rabbeinu Tam by being Mechadesh Minig Hedget, the Gemara and the Havmina thought that even Hutzav Adafta and Vio 5 is also Minig Hedget. And that's a switch in the Hamaskana. Or, like we see in the Rush, and this I would agree to the guys that they were right, that the Rush is switching Shana and Asuye Mai, and maybe Rabbeinu Tam in our Tavis is also doing that, even though he doesn't speak it out. Maybe it becomes self-understood. He felt he didn't have to speak it out. Once you say that there's a cutoff, then you can understand that it's a self-understood. So and maybe that's better to make the two Rabbeinu Tams the same. And therefore there's a simple answer of how did the Rabbeinu Tam answer the Gemara's Kasha? Because the he's changing Pshat and Asuye Mai.
Rabbi, doesn't it fit also in Tosis in the sense that Tosis was asking Bein Le Havmina Bein La Maskana, and the Rabbeinu Tam's answer is Gufa saying that it's the same
right process? Rabbeinu Tam is only Pashas in the answer. Okay.